Good morning, Tesvav Mar Cheshvan, the 24th of October. We are going to move on. Perek Tes, Pasig Yud. So in the Mashal of Yosam, they first went to the Zayas, and the Zayas did not want to be the Melech. Okay, different ways of understanding that. Al Pi Chazal, referring to Asniel. Otherwise referring to different types of people who are fit for Malchus. Now Pasuk Yud. Vayomer ha'etzim l'te'ena. L'chiat molchi aleinu. Okay, you go and rule over us. We'll read Yud and Yud Aleph together. Vatomer lohem ha'te'ena hechadalti es moski ve'es tenuvasi. Should I hold back my musky and my tenuvasi? What's musky?
Sweetness.
Mitikut. Matok. Right? And what's tenuvasi?
Like
yield?
Yeah. Same idea.
Tenuvati
hatova.
V'as tenuvasi hatova. Lanua al ha'etim. And go and wave over the trees. Again, that lashon of waving over the trees. Okay. Any questions on Yud and Yud Aleph?
Well, there's also, that's not really a question, but the Te'ina is the Gevah. And also, just like Zayit had a double entendre, so is Te'ina, which Rashi says Devar.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be l'chi'at. That would be appropriate also.
Very good. So you're saying a lot is Lashon Nekevah over here. We have Te'ina and l'chi'at. Okay. Anything else? Yes. I'm sorry? Tenuvasi. So why two things? Why two things? Meaning, by Zayis was only one thing. Hechadalti as dishni asher bi. And here, there's two things. Muski and tenuvasi. Okay? Good dirk.
Well, with Zayit, you only produce oil. You only produce one thing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't eat olives until like just a few hundred years ago.
Okay.
It was only used for oil.
Mm-hmm.
Te'ina, I guess, you know, you could taste it as a fruit, as a sweetness. And mm-hmm. obviously it's yield, produce, whatever.
Well, what else besides eating? Do you do something else with it?
I guess you can make other things.
What? Fig wine. Make that?
No.
I know Rimon wine, that fig wine. They have that?
I was thinking something like it pre-Eitz Hadaat, so according to one day it was Te'ina, no?
Pre-Eitz Hadaat, you mean, or the Eitz Hadaat? Eitz Hadaat you're talking about. Eitz Hadaat, according to one was Te'ina. Ah, very good, very good.
It's Te'ina.
Very good.
Also, one says that also a Geffen, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two, I think maybe. And we have
two out of the four.
Wheat does not, so but we have olive oil. So they say that olive oil gives you chokhmah or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Olives
mm-hmm.
takes mm-hmm. away your chokhmah, mm-hmm. and olive oil gives you chokhmah. So it's maybe chabad, bina, and das.
Very good. Okay. Very good. So you're saying it's all relating back to the Eitz Hadaat somehow. Back to the Eitz Hadaat. Yeah. Well, he's got to get back there. He's got to get back there. Yes. Yeah. Previous one. Okay. In what way? Mm-hmm. I would think so, yeah. I would think so. Right. Well, we did point that out already, that it doesn't say l'chi by the Zayas, and it says l'chi, we said it says l'chi by the Te'ina and by the Geffen, it says l'chi. And by the Zayis it doesn't. So the Divrei Tov, I believe it was, who answered that, was because Asnil's from Sheva Yehuda. Okay, so it's not like you have to go to be the Machzori by you, Machzori with you. So there's no Lechiat, as opposed to Devora and Gidon, we're not from Sheva Yehuda. That's what he said. Okay.
But these references are like, oh, should I do this? They did do that. That's exactly what Devora did. Exactly what.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like the Mashal saying, oh, should I stop what I, you know, what I do best?
In order to lead the people.
And wave over the trees.
In order to lead, right.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did.
Hmm. Right. So, I mean, right. It's a good point. That's what Simcha was asking also. That, but again, I mean, we answered that it's still not the same. Still not the same. Meaning being a shofet is not the same as being a melech. And I guess, you know, even though you're leading the people, but I think a shofet leads much more through the Torah, although obviously they went to war when they needed to go to war, and they did the other things, but it's still not the same as having a melech. Melech has to have, you know, a certain presence, a certain, you know, being out there for the people more than a shofet. But I don't know, maybe the question is better than the answer. Okay, fine. So let's see what the Mefarshim say. Someone already pointed.
Also, Melech, now that you put it in, remember, it was a thing from Moshe Shapira, I once heard as a shir.
Yeah.
So he said that Melech is somebody that gets his rulership from the people. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not like a Moshe who's taking over. So it might be like a Melech is somebody who gets his melucha, and everybody agrees to him that he's the melech, whatever.
Okay. But
by
the shofet.
By shofet, maybe it's like more like a Moshe.
From, I don't know if it's like a Moshe or more from Shemayim, more from Shemayim than from the people. So therefore, maybe there's more of a connection to the people. Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, fine. So Rashi, again going with the Chazal, Te'ena is Devora, is referring to Devora, and as Musky, so he answers. Okay, so there's the Devash Devorim. That's what they got from Te'ena. They got honey. Okay, so there's besides eating it, there's also the honey. Okay, so the honey, Devash Devorim, and the Tenuvasi. Okay, Rashi says the Musky is referring to honey. Honey is sweet, right? That's what we give kids to start off. When they learn the Aleph Beis, right? We give the honey, old minhag. That's the sweet.
That when they talk about Eretz Halal, the Vash is specifically speaking about the honey.
Dvash, yeah. Dvash tomorrow, right. That's what he said.
Something else.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Yeah.
Is tomorrow.
Silan
is the spari honey. Yeah. Great. Okay. Fine. So the Divrei Tova says like this. Okay. He brings Rashi. Taina is referring to Devora. And again, the Medrash in Bereshis Rabbasi Ma Taina Hazos Metuka. Kach haisa devora mituka liyisrael shepansa mikol iskeha or asokeha v'shofetes es yisrael hadahu diksev v'ya'alu eilea b'nei yisrael l'mishpat, and they went up to Devora in order to be judged. Okay, so Devora was the shofetes. Yesh lahavin Eich lomar ha-medrash me'anem r'leil in dalet parag dalet pasik eva yalu e'leil b'nei yisrael l'mishpat she'devora pansam ikol asokeha v'shafta as yisrael. How does the medrash know that she left everything else to judge klal yisrael? Where does the medrash get that from exactly? Who says she left everything else? Who says she stopped doing everything else? V'ner l'fiani has died disho lai huk shel medrash madua kasuf. The Medrash is being medayik from the word vayya'alu eileha b'nei Yisrael l'mishpat. Why does it say vayya'alu eileha? Madu ha-tavad l'shin aliyah. L'chora yiroi lichto vayavou eileha b'nei Yisrael l'mishpat. And it's the vayavou. They came to her. What? Vayya'alu. They went up to her. Why is it saying vayya'alu eileha, the pasuk? Shekein habayim l'mishpat. And he makes the question stronger. Shekein habayim l'mishpat. Einon olim u'mis'alim b'kavod u'b'chiba. When you're going to court, so it's not something that a person goes with tremendous ahava and kavod. That's not how a person goes to court, right? The lawyer can tell us.
Unless you're getting paid.
So the Navi, though, specifically says vayya'alu. They went up. Which he's saying is a lashon chiba more. Le mishva chikain he haisa metuka keteina, because the vara was sweet. Her judgment was so sweet, like a teina lechol abayim le mishva esla. Shehayu margishim iloy v'kavod mizeh. They felt uplifted and kavod when they went to be judged by Devorah. She came low his go'aso alayim. And why they feel that way? Because she wasn't making herself higher, right, than the people. She showed them tremendous cover. She showed them respect. And they felt the love. When she was judging them, they felt the love. Hezbira as das hamishpat. She explained it to them. Ad shegam mishen eschayev v'mishpat. That's I'm thinking the whole time. Well, how are you going to make the people who lose happy? Right? How are they going to feel good? Usually in court, one person feels good and the other one doesn't. Right? So how are you going to make them both feel good? But he says because she explained it in such a way. Ad shegam mishen eschayev v'mishpat hayesamach. Shumisale umotzi gezela mitachas yado, that they felt so good to do the right thing that they were happy to return the gezela or whatever it was. That was the way Devorah brought out the din. Okay, so that's this lashon iloy. Avayesh lavin eichay efsher. Here's the question Danny was asking the whole time. And we're not getting into politics here, we're just learning Navi. But Yesh Lahavin, Eichay Efshe Lahamdeches Devorah. How could you make Devorah a melech? Harei Kosev HaRambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, Ein Mamidim Isha B'malchus. You can't have a woman be a melech. Shenemar Alecha Melech V'lo Malka. It says melech in the Torah. It doesn't say malka. Okay, so the Rambam learns from there that you cannot have a woman be a melech. V'chein kol mesimos shebi Yisrael ein maminin bohem ela ish. And the Rambam says all positions, mesimos shebi Yisrael, all
tasks.
Yeah, I guess more, you know, yeah, positions of right. So should be a man. Should be a man, not a woman.
But it's undermined. But that theory is undermined by her being a shofetah.
By Devorah. Okay, so we'll get that. The afshai is to Devorah shofetas es Yisrael. She was a shofetas, which she shouldn't be a shofetas either, according to that. Hayezeh al pi hadibur, because that was specifically from Hashem. Ukemo shekasav arbaz sham, avol mi shetziva osam lahamid osab b'malchus va'od. Right, so the Rabbah says that. The Rabbah says that there was a... Where is he medayik it from? I don't know. I don't know where he's medayik it from, but that's what the Rabbah says. Va'od yesh lahavin harei asniel. Right, so, okay, so question number one. Question number one is, and again, Danny was asking the whole time, how could they have asked Devorah to be melech? A woman is not supposed to be a king. Okay, question number one. Question number two. Once Asniel refused, why would they think that Devorah would agree?
Right.
What was? Let's see if we could answer it. What was Asniel's reason for refusing? What did he say?
Wants to learn Torah.
Wants to learn Torah. So, very good, very good, very good. Right, but Devorah doesn't have. Women don't have a mit or a chiyuv to learn Torah like men do. They still get mitzvah from learning Torah, but they don't have a chiyuv to learn Torah like men do. I'm sorry.
Therefore,
meaning Asniel, who has a chiyuv to learn Torah, so maybe he had a reason to refuse because of his Torah. He doesn't want to leave his Torah to be melech. But Devorah, who doesn't have the chiyuv to learn Torah, so let's let him say it. Shehut sarech lasok b'Torah lepalpaba. Okay, Asniel said he can't be king. He's busy learning. He's busy being a palpa. He's busy teaching talmidim. Vein ritzona levatel min haTorah kedei limelchaisol. He doesn't want to be mevatel Torah in order to be the king. L'chein gam lo hitzia b'nei Yisrael. And he says this is a very good pshat, because you know there were more shoftim. So in this mashal, so there's three people, right? According to the Chazal, there's Asniel, Devorah, and Gidon. Were there other shoftim? There were, right? Who? Ehud, right? Shamgar. So what happened to them? What happened to them? Why in the mashal are they left out? Why are they left out? So lechen gam lo hitziu bnei Yisrael leir v'shamgar shekamu shoftim achar Asniel shim lechu aleim ki heim v'adayanu kamo Asniel. They said, okay, they're going to say the same answer, just like Asniel shim tzrichin lasek v'torah. They need to be learning Torah. They don't have time to be the melech. Ubo rak al devorah shi isha. But now they come to devorah, asher hi, what about Gidon? Good question. Asher hi petura mitalmid Torah, because she's pater from Talmud Torah. But ulai hi taskim limochalem, and since she's pater from Talmud Torah, maybe she'll agree to become the melech as opposed to Asniel, who's chayiv in Torah. Therefore, he said no. So that answered the second question of what they were thinking. Why, if Asniel said no, why would Devorah say yes? But what about how could you make Devorah a melech? Even though the Rambam paskins that you can't have a woman be a king, Klai Yisrael was thinking that maybe that's only when there's this full menucha, like we were learning about the other day, that the actual mitzvah of having a melech is really only when there's menucha, when the whole land is totally settled. Sha'az yuchal ish shuha melech. And why is that? Why would that be? Why would that be that the din, that an isha shouldn't be melech, is only when the land is fully settled? But if the land is not fully settled yet, then you could have an isha. Why should that be? So he says, Sha'az yuchal ish shuha melech gam la'asuk b'torah v'gam limloch alam. Because like we said, that was the difference between Moshe, Yeshua, and David, that they were able to be a melech. Why didn't they say what Asniel said? No, because if there's menucha in the land, so then you can do both things. You can learn Torah on a high level and also be king. But during the time of the shoftim, like we said, there was not rest from their enemies. So yuchalo ish has shofet shua gadol bedoro v'osik b'torah limloch al ha'am v'gam lasuk b'torah. During the time of the shoftim, there wasn't that ability to do both. Kitzarchi am merupa, because the nation has tremendous needs during the time of the shoftim, more than during the other tekufas, like Moshe, like Yeshua, like David. Ve'im breira el lahamlich isha gedola kedevora she'i shofetes as Yisrael. And therefore, they have no choice but to choose someone like Devorah. So how do you understand what he's saying? How do you understand what he's saying here? Okay, again, the question is, okay, but why is Devorah different than, When I read this morning, I had a big question to the Derech Tova. I said, what I understood what he was saying, what I understood he was saying was, you can't have someone be in both roles. During the time, one second, let me just finish that. During the Shoftim, you can't have someone be in both roles of being a king and also being a Gadol B'Torah. Okay? So therefore, Asniel refused, because if I'm going to become a king, I won't be able to be also Gadol HaTorah, as opposed to other times in history where you could do both. Okay? But Devorah, since she doesn't need to be a Gadol HaTorah, she doesn't need to be a Gadol HaTorah, so it's not a problem to make her the Melech. It's not a problem to make her the Melech. That's what I understood. And what was bothering me was, we had the big kasha back when we learned about Devorah, is how could she be a shofet? And what was the answer? Eis lasos. We meant what? There's no one else. There was no one else. There was no one else. Malkum Sheinish, right? She was the only one. Eis lasos Hashem. There wasn't any Talmud Chacham on that. Why is she paskining? Because there was no man who was a big Talmud Chacham that was able to paskin. So how could the Divrei Tova say that Asniel can't become, because you can't do both roles, you can't be a great Talmud Chacham and also be a king? So Devorah could. But what do you mean? Devorah needed to be the Talmid Chachama, right? Because they had no one else. So how could Devorah be in that role? That's what bothered me with this teretz. Okay, so therefore what?
She can be a king also.
What? Well, she was both.
Usually, shofet is never king too.
She was both. She was both. What? Gidon, not clear. Not clear if he wasn't a Navi. Not clear he wasn't a Navi. According to some, he was a Navi. According to some, Lav Dafka, but some learned that Gidon was a Navi. Some learned that Gidon was a Navi. Meaning I don't know if you were in the shir at that point, but it was a whole question of, was he getting Nevuah? Was only the Malach telling him everything? Or did he actually have Nevuah? We had different ways of understanding that, based on the different Pshat. But you are alluding, you just reminded me, though, you did remind me of something, which I think, I'm not fully clear, maybe someone remembers better than me, but I think we did say, at least someone said, that Devorah was getting her knowledge more derech nevuah than derech pilpul v'chulu. Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant to say? That's what you meant to say. So for her, it wasn't necessarily, she wasn't like Asniel ben Kenaz, who has to be mamik and, you know, v'chulu. She got a derech nevuah, and therefore for her, it would be, okay, nice teretz, very nice, yeah. Okay. Okay, I mean, she definitely learned, you know. I mean, you, right. I hear. Psak. But you have to know Psak too. I mean, you can't, you have to know Psak. Okay. No, because it was more than that. It wasn't just because you have a chiyuv in learning. It was because he said yes. What we learned yesterday from Divrei Tova was that he would not be able to remain on his same madrega of learning Torah and giving and teaching, you know, etc. He would go down. Well, so you're saying you don't necessarily go down your ability to paskin. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Okay, that's another thing. I hear Philip saying you don't. Right, when it says Asniel would lose his level of learning, it doesn't mean he wasn't able to paskin. He'd still be able to paskin. Knew the answers, but all the new Torah and the new Shiurim and the new he wouldn't be able to bring out. I hear. Okay. Okay. Fine. So let's let him finish. Ulai lekacham al devora lechiat molchi aleinu lo amru boi malchi aleinu el lechiat es shes nevua lechi v'shali b'Hashem yizbarach. Go ask Hashem. You're a nevua. You're a, how do you say it for a woman?
Nevia.
Nevia. You're a Nevi'a. Ula yitzave oyschalim lochaleinu. Go ask Hashem. Lichiat. Go ask Hashem whether you should be the Melech. Kimo she'at shofetes osanu al pi dibur. Just like the fact that you could be a shofetes is from Hashem, so maybe Hashem will also say that you should be a melech. Sharei ma'midim ishel yos dayin v'shofet, because really al pi din you shouldn't be a dayin or shofet either. V'kvar vesi me'arad bas v'dvara kain shafta al pi adibur. And that's how the Radbaz learns that it had to be al pi dibur ki tziva osa Hashem shi tishbot. Hashem commanded her to be a shofetes. Kach amru la b'nei Yisrael shehi teilech v'tishal reshus me'eis Hashem limloch ala'am. That, so they're telling her, Lechiat, go ask Hashem, get nevuah whether you should become the melech, because right, it's not really the, during normal times, normal circumstances, for sure a woman should not be a melech, but these are special times, just like you were commanded to be a shofetes, perhaps you'll be commanded to be a melech as well. Yes, Philip? Right, so that, okay. We'll wait till we get there. We'll have the question. Right, that'll be the question in the next lesson. Okay, good. Fine. Let's finish off the Dibri Tova for the next pasuk. Okay, so then pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay, so again, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabasi, Mamar Lem Devora. What did Devora say? Answer back. Hechadalti es maski. Okay, so what's musk? Izu Torah, Shaisa Osekis Bosh, Shenemar Umitukim Midvash. Okay, the learning Torah is as sweet as honey. Davar Acher Eniach Divrei Nevuasi, Shekosev Bavatehi Bepi Kidvash Limatuk. Okay, also Nevua is like honey. The Estenuvasi. What's tenuvasi? Okay, so who's the one who asked? Why, Danny? Right? Why two things? So he's explaining, right? So the muski is either the Torah or the nevuah, and then v'as tenuvasi hatova. What's tenuvasi? Zohashira, matishar devora, v'ein tenuva elaloshin shira ke de'ata omer v'tirosh yinovev psulos. A pasuk in Zechariah. Okay, that you refer to Shira as Tenuvasi. Rashi says, Shatirosh Yinovev Psulos Beniv Shir Besimcha. Shir Besimcha. Habir Hataina Betainus Devorahi. Kemosha Gasavti Leah, Babir Tainus Asnia. Shiamra Shim Telech Lemelech. Limloch, if I go to become king, he taps it as advekas v'torah v'kodesh baruch hu. I won't have the same level of attachment to the Torah and to Hashem. Ki amalchus doreches harbe lo leches lanua la'etim. There's a lot of movement when you're king. You got to be here. You got to be there. You got to go all over the place. Lanua b'chol arotzus Yisrael, and I will lose this level. Okay, he goes on. He says that earlier in Perakei Pasigimu kosavti v'dibur. Shadvora Amr le Melachim Shaikr Hu Shivcha Shel Torah Vazu Chashiv Yoser Mimalchus. Okay, Torah is more Chashiv than Malchus. Lachain Gam Kan Amra. Here too she's saying She Yosvani Amarti Es Hashira Hosek Es Besheva Chator Blomde. I said Shira, and Shira involves in the praise of Torah and those that learn it. Im eilech li la'asok b'malchus b'makom lo motoru l'shabeyach es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I become king in place instead of learning Torah and bringing praise, bringing Shira to Hashem, harei ze yustira l'shibur al Torah v'l'shibur ha'isuk b'hod. It's a stira to what she stands for, okay? She, Devorah, stands for Torah, she stands for Shira, and now she's gonna go be king, she's not gonna be able to do that. V'az afsir es mailos ha-shira shechibarti, sharei egos zoteres es divrei shamarti b'shira. I'm gonna contradict myself in what I said in the Shira. She'ekri lima Torah v'shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The main thing is Torah and Shevach. Tashem ve'al kein einenu osek ela b'torah b'shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'divrei ha'shira she'amarti. Therefore, since I said it's in the Shira, I'm not going to leave both the Muski, the Torah, and the Tenuvasi, the Shiros v'tishbachos, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.
So who should be king?
Who should be king?
Yeah, going back to our kasha, which we don't yet have a real strong, satisfactory teretz.
Well, we also said that was a little bit different to Kufa, but
right. So, well, that's his answer. Meaning, his answer is yes. That really, we should not have a king in a Kufa where both are not possible.
Was Shlomzina Malka? She was Jewish, or?
Shalim Sin was Jewish, yes.
She wasn't like Egyptian or Greek or anything.
No, no, no. She was Chetak's sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Danny, you want to say something? You're saying something?
She was married to Yan
Shmuel.
Shmuel said he's basically a
king. He shouldn't have a king. Well, again, right, how to understand that. How to understand, not so simple how to understand that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that,
not, saying, what did I do wrong?
Right, because over there, I mean, most learn because they asked for it wrong and it wasn't, they didn't want the proper type of king, but to have the proper type of king, we should. I mean, again, it's a mitzvah in the Torah, and it's something that you are supposed to have a king. But okay, the Divrei Torah again would answer, that not in all Tekufa should we have a king. There are Tekufas that we should not have a king. True. Okay. I forgot. I wanted to point out something interesting here. It's really from before. This is from the Shulah Kadosh. According to the Shulah Kadosh, mitzvah lios lechol ish ner letfila. It's a mitzvah to have a ner by tefila. Vezelash and Rachis Chachma, Sheavmar Hanavi, Al Kain, Barim Kvod Hashem. Okay? Vechain Amru Bemakam Acher. That was a Pasik in Yeshaya, the first Pasik. Right? Barim Kvod Hashem. So, like, you have a candle, brings Kavod Hashem. That's Pasik in Yeshaya. And what's the second Raya? What's the second Raya? That you should have a candle by davening. Vayomer loem hazayis. Hechadalti asdishni asher bi yichabdu elokim vanoshim. The zayis says, I bring kavod to Hashem and to Anoshim. And so he's learning from that, the Reishis Chachma, that Zayis brings kavod, how? By its light. So you see that during tefillah, you should have a light. A diak from our pasuk. V'af al pi shezeh nemar le'inyin mashal, the Shlach says, even though that pasuk is a mashal, lo nichto b'neviyim mila levatala. Okay, but there can't be anything that's written levatala. It can't be, oh, it's just a mashal. There's something we learn from it too. Elevadai kulam no goyim le'inyin maisa. Okay, it has to be something in your Maisa. We're going to have to go through the whole Navi again, Api Ashla, to figure out what Maisa, all the different psukim are bringing out. But that's what the Shlach Kadosh says over here, right? That there's something in Maisa that we learn from this Pasuk. So you now can answer the question of how do we know you're supposed to have a candle by Tefillah. It's from Shoftim, where it says, the Zayu says, "Echadat is Tishni Hashavi Chavdul Kemenosh." Okay, fine. What else should we do? Okay, so let's see. The Big Deishesh gives us something a little deeper explanation, which is along the lines of what Simcha was trying to say. So he goes with Rashi with Chazal. The Zayas Hainu Asnil. Okay, so Zayas refers to Shem and Zayas. The Or HaMenorah, the light of the menorah, She'inyanam Chachma, okay, and light is Chachma. Te'ena Hainu Devora Yitachen Shekasher Remezeh LeShita She'Eitz Hadas Hi Te'ena, and maybe this is connected to the Shita, like Simcha said, that Eitz Hadas is the Te'ena. Sharei B'Shir Ashirim. And the Targum says, "Kenishta Yisrael the mitla lebekure te'enim." Okay, so Kla Yisrael is compared to te'ena. Venera dezos mipi sheilu lochata adam harishon. Okay, so what's the comparison over here? Sheilu lochata adam harishon. Had Adam not been chot, had Adam not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, which according to this sheet is the Te'ena, so lo haisa metzias l'am Yisrael. There would have been no Am Yisrael. V'lo haya miskayim drashas chazal, and there would be no drasha, bereishis, b'shvil Yisrael shenikareishis, that the world is created for Klal Yisrael. V'lo haya makom l'mikra b'ni b'chor Yisrael. U'behemshech hatargum sham, Pascha Puma Vaamra Shirasa Alyam Suf Haresha Te'ena Sivava Shira Shira Sisol Hashem. Somehow the Te'ena is what brings out the Shira to Hashem. Amare Shlakish Bo Venatsik Tova Lavosenu Shemale Ein Lochatu Anu Lo Banu Leolam. And Reish Lakish actually says this. He says we have to be Makir Tov to our fathers that they sinned. Because had they not, so we wouldn't be here. And that's the pasuk. The Gemara in the Darim, which we actually mentioned the other day. Amar of Adav Rabbi Chanina El Malei Chato Yisrael had Klai Yisrael not sinned. So Lo Nitein Loem Al Chamish Shekom Yitaro Sefer Yeshua Bavat. All we would have had was the Chumash and Sefer Yeshua Zehu. The rest of Nach would not have been in existence. In Cain, Efu Shapir Mirames Ha Te'ena Le Devora. So it's very good and fitting that the Te'ena is Devora, Vishirasa, and Shira, Shahaisa Hanahora Migo Chashofa. That's the light, okay, represents the light that comes out of darkness. The less Nahora Ela Ahu the Nafik Migo Chashuch. You only have light if there's darkness. Okay? Light can only come from darkness. And there's a big Yisod from Rav Sadik, where Rav Sadik talks about in many places. He brings here Rav Sadik Mavar Yisod Zelurov. He brings it out many times, and it's Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Ayin Zayin. That's an easy one to remember. If I remember Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin, what does Ayin Zayin spell? Ayin Zayin. O's, but also A's. And the Gemara on Daf Ayin Zayin Shabbos says, Rabbi Zera Eshkach Rabbi Yehuda, Davikoy Apisko Debei Chamuha. And Rabbi Zera finds Rabbi Yehuda, who was by his father-in-law's house, V'chazi Davi Bedicha Daite. And he was in a great mood. He saw he was in a great mood. And when you catch your Rebbe in a great mood, so it's a good opportunity. I saw that it was an opportunity, since he was in such a good mood, I could ask him any secrets of the Torah and he would answer me. So he had this opportunity to ask him any secret, and what did he ask him? My timer, easy miskan beresha v'hazar imri. Why do the goats go first and then the sheep? That was the big question. Why would the goats go first and then the sheep? Amar lei, and he answered him, Kibriyasu shel olam, the bereisha chashucha v'hadar nahora. And he tells him, that's because that's how the world was created. First darkness, then light. And Rav Sadik brings this out in many places. This is a tremendous yisod, right? That there first has to be darkness in order for the light to come, right? There first has to be a galus in order for there to be a geula. That's the big yisod of Rav Tzadik. So the izim are dark. The izim are dark, right? Because izim are actually darker, and sheep are white, right? So why are the dark sheep, dark goats, going in front of the white sheep? So he answered him because that's how the world is made. That's how Hashem made the world. First darkness. Right here, everybody Boker, exactly. Right here, everybody Boker. That's how the world is created. I don't chap how he's connecting, though. How is he connecting Devora to Shira? I'm not sure. Oh, right, because we said the Te'ena is Shira. The Te'ena is Shira, and that's Devora, and that's, right, and Shira is this idea and this concept of first the darkness, and then the light. Okay.
It's a little problematic to say that, oh, well, you know,
Avraham Rishon had sinned, and he wouldn't have this.